Monica, we may need your input on this story. Have you guys seen this headline that the headline is "The Weird Reason Women Are Putting Vicks VapoRub on Their
What
Vaginas"?
Why would that? That's insane.
Ooh. Makes no sense, right?
That's insane.
Everybody knows VapoRub, right? As vapor.
Monica, what'd you say?
Tingly.
Like, tingly.
Tingly.
That's got to be right up there with the hot sauce that got in there. Yeah. On you, you know.
It was like putting a ghost pepper in there. What are you doing? That doesn't sound good at all.
Ghost pepper might be much
better. Because Vicks VapoRub, should you put it in muscles?
No.
But you
put it outside
of it, right?
No. The only thing that Vicks VapoRub is good for is just to clear your sinuses. And
that's it?
And chest congestion. You don't use it for muscles. You're thinking mineral ice.
Oh, I thought it was for both.
No,
I thought Vicks VapoRub was both.
No.
Well, either way, this vapor stuff, it doesn't belong in that area. But online, there's tons of blogs and forums and stuff that say that the ointment can boost your sex life, soothe itching, protect against yeast infections, and maintain a pleasant odor.
That's dumb.
Right.
It's not a pleasant odor either.
No, it's not.
You don't like the smell of Vicks VapoRub?
And it's got to taste like crap.
Only if it's the winter, I have a cold, and I got to clear my nose because it's stuffed. That's the only time I like the smell of it.
Right.
And they say you can heat things up in the bedroom by rubbing it on your clitoris.
Yeah, you can. Of course you can heat it up. You might as well hit it with a blowtorch, too, while you're at it. You can heat it up that way.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
Right, Monica? Meanwhile, we've talked about this, and you have told us that, really, everybody should leave everything well enough alone. Everything cleans itself, and it takes care of itself, right?
Yeah, it's. But on the outside, it might be a little tingly, you know, like a little... You know, a little extra something, maybe. I mean, I'm just curious.
JR, run to the store.
No.
Run to the store. Can you?
I feel like...
Don't worry about the phones. Can you run to the store?
7-Eleven's like next parking lot over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we got
to
Winn-Dixie.
Run to the next 7-Eleven, get some Vicks VapoRub.
Literally run.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, we're good.
I know you're joking right now.
I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Try it. We don't have vaginas. I would do it.
We don't have vaginas.
Yeah, come on. It's for the show.
I mean,
you put it on your vagina, JR, put it on your penis, and we'll see whose hurts.
I'm too competitive. I'll be like, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm feeling anything.
It makes no sense that it wouldn't hurt.
But on the inside, but not on the outside, right? I think it would be like...
Well, we're about to find out. JR, get out of the chair.
Soothing and like...
And get to that 7-Eleven quick.
All right, I'll
Please.
Be right back.
Thank you.
Are you serious right now?
Put the sandwich down and go.
Are you going?
I'll Venmo you the $4. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll give him the $4.
Don't worry about it.
You know what? You owe me. I sent you double dogs. Get out there.
What am I supposed to do? Go to the bathroom and rub it?
No, you're not going to the bathroom.
I'm not doing it on Bone G Darn TV.
Just do it right there. So you duck away. The Bone G.
Just turn away for a second so I don't have to wait.
Go by the drum kit. Sit behind the bass drum. Just rub it on there real fast.
I could do it under the con, like kind of.
Yeah.
What am I doing right now? Is this my job?
Yeah.
Jeez.
As a matter of fact, it is. Put this one on your resume.
What is life?
This right one now. Time in radio camp.
And by the way, do you call it your lady garden?
No, I do not call it my lady garden. Are you serious?
What do you call it? What do you call it?
Usually passoir or like the actual
what?
Word.
What?
Excuse me?
Passoir.
What's passoir?
That's what I call it.
Is that French?
Mm-hmm.
You made it up?
The passoir.
I've heard that before. I'm not the first person to say that word.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or P. I just like the straight up P word.
Hmm.
What about pussalata? Like enchilada. How about taco? Works.
Oh my God. You can't not. You can't not bring race into it.
Well, you brought in the French word.
You sure did.
I don't know. How do I know that's French? I don't think that's French. It's just a word. Poussoir. It's like...
Poussoir.
You made it French. I made it Mexican.
It's like... Tarche.
I keep it real. You imagine things.
Not.
What about
Pussalata? It's not right.
Let's come up with
Pussadilla?
A name for Monica's vagina.
No, let's not. There's other. I'm already doing the Vicks VapoRub. Once JR gets back, that's enough.
That's great.
And so now, am I supposed to just rub it on a little bit and then see how it feels? I'm gonna smell like old lady VapoRub.
Well, you can go wash it off right away.
And you got to get it on the man in the canoe. So I would say,
No.
Well, that's what it says. You got to heat things up.
And you said it would tingle.
It would not on inside the. I listen.
No, not in.
Not
on
inside.
Where do you think the man in the canoe lives?
Oh, okay.
The clitoris.
Don't you remember? Okay. Outside the front door, there's a doorbell.
You know what? This is for everybody.
Right. Why am I touching
myself?
If
you hear us reference the man in the canoe, that means the clitoris. Got it?
Okay.
Don't want to have to explain that.
We've had these discussions. Since we're sharing, do you know that guys, Monica,
oh,
when they're soaping up, Sometimes the soap can run down and surprise you and cause pain at the tip.
Wait, like in the hole?
Mm-hmm. In the tip.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen nearly every time or every other time. It's like once in a while, it will surprise the crap out of you. Like, what did I do wrong this time?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Right? Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Did you ever get shampoo in your eyes when you were a kid?
Right.
That's what it feels like?
Now, soap in the one eye.
Take that in your intimate parts.
It cleans it. I have soap in my intimate parts every day. I wash it.
You don't.
You don't get it in the part you pee out of, though.
I get it on the inside. There is spreadage. There is lip spreadage.
But you're cleaning the outer areas.
Do you put one leg up on like one of the soap?
Yes, and I throw my hair back, and there's music.
And then the music comes on.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm doing. See, I wasn't even trying to get there. I wasn't even trying to go there.
And then while she does it, she presses her boobs against the foggy glass.
Exactly what happens.
God, Jay, I'll hurry back with that. They better have it. Come back and tell us he doesn't have it.
No, I think he went to Winn-Dixie. It's a lot closer. It's right there.
Okay.
That's good.
I trust him.
So that happens to us, but we don't know why it happens.
That's so weird.
Because most days you just take a shower and nothing occurs in that area.
So wouldn't you be...
one day, for some reason...
You would be extra, like, careful. Wouldn't you make it a point to not ever? Like, wouldn't you cover it with your hand?
If you're rinsing shampoo, for example, or soap off your body, it's going to go down and take the rivulets down your body to go wherever it goes. It goes down your back and down your butt crack and down wherever else. And I guess it goes there every day, but some days it actually hurts.
Cover it. It's not like it's too big to not cover it. Every day I would get in the shower, I would take my hand and cover the front of me.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
If it hurts that bad.
What's your secret?
You know how I always tell you that I keep a bar of soap in the shower?
Yeah.
Just for my ass crack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Freak.
So in my shower, I have the bar of soap just for my ass crack.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Axe. But it smells like dude, right?
That's the Axe. Is it what, like, body spray?
No, not body spray.
Body wash?
Body wash, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife took a shower in my shower.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She didn't want to use the Axe.
She didn't know.
JP.
She used the shampoo.
She used the soap? The ass crack soap?
She used the ass crack soap.
Did she put it on a face cloth and then?
I just went.
JP. You didn't tell her?
Score one for the good guys.
No.
What are you doing?
Did she use it all over her body, like rubbing?
I assume so. She took a shower.
Body.
She took a shower.
She probably didn't wash her face with it because women use like creams and stuff. They don't use
it. Not in my shower. There was nothing else
soap.
In there.
Oh.
There was nothing else in there.
So she used your butt soap.
Yep.
For her face.
Yep.
And you don't feel even just a little bit bad about that?
Nope.
That's so horrible.
You're so wrong.
How do you not find the comedy in it? See, Raj is laughing. Raj is laughing.
Are you serious?
Brett's laughing on the inside.
This isn't bad.
He'll never admit it, but he knows I'm onto something good. He knows I'm onto something good.
If it were the other way around, you would kill her.
Oh, no, because she wouldn't tell me either.
You guys are just washing each other's faces with butt soap.
Yep.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Solid marriage. God.
Thank you, Susan Wallman.
That's wrong.
This is horrendous.
What?
The thing is, we our soaps don't mix. Yeah, my stuff is on one shelf and hers is on the second shelf, but we share the same shower. You have your own thing, and it's all that's there.
I have my own shower.
Wow. Boy, she got screwed in that deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Ass to the face.
Will you ever tell her? Will you ever bust it out at one point when she's like just giving you a hard time? Oh, yeah, well, you washed your face with my butt.
Tell her sometime.
No need to, because I don't want her ever to think to not do it again.
Oh, my God. No. You would tell if she went to go do it again, just, hey, don't use that soap. Bring your own.
This is not a one-and-done deal.
Oh, my God.
We play jokes on each other.
It's hysterical.
It's great. Raj laughed.
That's funny.
Because he didn't wash his face with butt soap.
That's right.
Who's in the studio with you?
Sean, a guy I'm training.
Hey, Sean.
Sean laughed.
He did laugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did laugh.
Brett snickered. Mm-hmm. I saw him smiling, the evil smile.
You know JR would have laughed.
JR would have been dying. He would have been dying. He's an easy laugh.
He would have had that background laugh he does.
Should we break and then he'll come back with this stuff?
Yes.
And we'll put Vicks VapoRub on Monica's lady parts.
We'll see how it goes.
See what happens.
See if it's tingly.
Lady
stinky,
garden?
Lady parts.
Lady parts.
Yeah, better than the garden one.
Oh, all right. We'll see how it goes next.
Monica will put Vicks on her snatch and.
I like that. I do. I prefer that.
Oh, God.
I'm a big fan of snatch. I like the TW word, too.
Oh, my God. That's my number one favorite.
But only when you're calling somebody.
Yes.
You know?
During the, during the act, I think pee is the best.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm. But when you're calling somebody the TW words, like
great.
Somebody's being a, you're being a, you know?
Rhymes with snot.
Kind of. For the most part.
Rhymes with snwat.
Snot, right. Rhymes with snot.
Oh, that was perfect. You could tell she's an English major.
Just like poussoir, she's making up more words.
Yes, she is.
And we're Raj and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for joining us. If you're just tuning in, boy, have you hit it just right. JR just walked back into the Bone Studios. Monica's holding it. Looks like Vicks VapoRub. Monica, you're holding it. Is that you right there? You got it?
That's me, and that's this.
And that's the Vicks VapoRub is what I meant to say.
You know I have a fear of hot vagina, right?
Of course you do, from the barbecue, the buffalo wing sauce incident many years ago.
Yes.
So the thing is, there's many blogs online saying that Vicks VapoRub is apparently a good thing for women's private areas, which doesn't seem to make any sense to us guys, but what do we know? I talk about preventing yeast infections and getting a fine, pleasant odor and all that kind of stuff. Now, Monica thinks, as a woman, that, and let me quote you correctly, that you think it would be tingly on the outside. Never should you put anything inside the area.
No.
Right, except the...
yeah.
Or a cucumber, banana.
Oh, well, all right. Yes. But in this case...
a gourd.
Just a little, maybe you start with just a little bit on the outside, see what goes on, nothing, maybe just a little more, and see if it gets tingly or hot or what happens. Does that sound good to you?
One of those big, thick pencils that you can get from a theme park, you know, with Disney World on it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Well, the eraser end one.
Right.
Oh. Poor Sean.
Just because it's Halloween, maybe one of those giant Hulk fists.
Right.
Ooh, I love those giant fists. I do. I mean, not to put in places, but to like hold. I love those giant fists.
JR, you know what to do.
I'm on it.
JR's running back to Winn-Dixie to buy a Hulk fist.
Yeah, no, he's going to cut up that audio and hold on
crap.
To that. We're going to be hearing that one for a while.
You're welcome.
Oh, crap. I totally. Oh, my God. You guys suck so bad.
And the way you said it, own it.
That is just perfect.
You know what? We should start taking some of these and making T-shirts.
No. Yeah. I can't even believe I wasn't. Oh.
All right. So, Monica, how can we do this so that you have just a little privacy and, of course, don't hurt yourself? Just try and see how it goes.
Poor Sean, the guy I'm training, got bounced. So I think I don't know. Can I do it right here or should I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Watch this. I'm touching my junk. Right here. Roger's right here.
We'll all do it together in unison.
Right.
No, the good news is the camera's far enough away where I can probably do this.
You want to borrow my pen?
No, I'm good. I got plenty over here.
JR volunteered to put some on his balls.
Did he?
Really?
Nah.
All right, well, we'll start with you since that's what the blog and all that stuff is talking about. Let's see.
Doing it now.
How this
Look
goes.
At these two gentlemen. It's so sweet.
They turned
their backs while I rub
that's
my
great.
Vagina.
All right, so you're putting a little bit on your finger and applying.
Yeah.
Are you applying to the outside?
I'm making a face.
Right now, somebody is running the defibrillator paddles into John Brennan's office.
Is there any hair in the way?
No.
No.
None. All right. Didn't know. Maybe she was at some point in the cycle where, you know, the hair was growing and she had to get it done.
No, we're good. Yeah, okay. It's a little.
So the outer skin is just what?
It's a little tingly, but like in a good way. I'm not touching this keyboard. Poor Drew.
Okay. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah. No, it's a little tingly. It's a
okay.
little. It's a little. It's a.
Did you get it on the man in the canoe or did you do the lips too?
A little bit.
No. No, yeah. You didn't. Did you?
Yeah, I did a little bit. And I got to be honest with you. It's.
It's nice,
it's
right?
What?
I kind of like it.
She likes it.
I didn't lie to you.
And she's.
It makes me want to have a conversation with the man in the canoe.
Uh-huh. So it's warm?
It's
and tingly or
it's
just tingly?
It's tingly on the outer parts. Yeah, it's definitely tingly, but like waking me up tingly. Like, woo, hello.
Uh-huh.
Like refreshing.
It is. So on the outside, that's good because these blogs suggest other things which of course we wouldn't attempt because it makes no sense.
Oh, it's very
the interior stuff. That doesn't make any sense.
I got to tell you, I like it. I didn't think I would. I was a little, you know, gun shy, but
And when you finally have sexual relations with a guy, like in the middle of winter, yes, and he gets cold and he has a snotty nose, he can clear up his breathing instantly.
this is definitely getting into the play. This could be part of things.
Really?
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very the man in the canoe is standing at attention for sure. He is.
Seriously,
you can tell. He's a happy camper right now.
Really, you can tell that right now. You
really
can feel that.
I can really tell it. Like,
all
I
from
feel
a
like,
light touch with this stuff.
I feel like a little movement.
Play with it.
Excuse myself. All right.
Excuse me.
I might have to go do a little something, something in the back. I think it's almost there. Like, you know what I mean?
Just JR, turn around.
No. None of this is happening. None of this is happening. Because I did this and that was plenty. But I will tell you,
Carmen would totally do it.
Let's give this to the little bottle to Carmen.
How much vapor rub did you use for ladies at home who would like to know?
Honestly, not a lot because I was gun shy, so I didn't, you know, scoop a whole bunch out. So, like, just a, you
That's
know.
Just a fingertipful?
Yeah, just a
just
finger.
Just the tip?
I rubbed my finger on top of the little jelly stuff.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't, like, dip it in and get it all.
Two or three times. Right. No, yeah, I just got some on there. And
well, get a little bit more. Tough. Let's see what happens.
Honestly, I am good. Like, this is.
Really?
A little
so
goes
very
a
subtle.
Long way. Yeah, but in a good way. I'm not gonna say so, it, but
if a little is really? Good, a lot would probably be great.
I was not even slightly turned on at all. There's no, you know, I was not horned up in any means, but now
really it gives you that warm horned up feeling.
Yes.
Hey girl.
I am excited. This is, listen ladies, I'm just telling you right now, this mentholatum 100% natural active ingredients, soothing relief stuff,
all organic, 100%.
Let's do this.
All right, now JR, you were gonna do what? Did you say?
Your turn. You
put it on his ball bag.
No.
Nothing.
I didn't want to forget.
Right. Come on, JR. I did it. Your turn.
What could be better? All you've got is skin on the outside. It's just it. You don't have any sensitive parts or anything.
All right. So what do you want me to do? Just put it on the sack?
Rebo.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Is it worth trying in bed? That's what I want to know.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't turn my face. There we go. Where's he going to go? He's going to stand in the corner.
Where's new guy Sean? He's not ducking.
He looks like he's peeing in the corner.
He's
get
in
him
the
in
corner
the game.
Right now. Oh, what am I looking at?
And you're looking.
Why am I looking? I'm not looking. I
should
not
be looking.
No, I'm not looking.
You want it.
No, I don't at all.
Now you do.
No.
You didn't before, but now you got a little.
Actually, right now, I pretty much want anything. You might be right about that.
If you're just tuning in, Vicks Vapor Rub, very positive experience for Monica. Lightly used on the outside of the area. JR, lightly or heavily used on your private area?
JR looks like, he looks right now like the guy, you know, like Calvin and Hobbes when he's peeing on, the Chevy guy's peeing on the Ford guy.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like that with the look on his face over, looking over his shoulder. Okay, so he just did it and he stuck it. I'm not touching this after you used it.
Oh, no, it's
why
ruined.
Not? He didn't go back in there.
It's tainted, literally.
It's not tainted. Stop.
JR, did you apply by just dipping the bag right in the vapor rub jar?
No.
Or did you?
I put like a little
dab on your finger.
Yeah, like a little dab on my finger. Applied it to the area. And
the under area?
Yeah, the under area. I'm starting to feel it.
And anything good?
JR.
It's not as good as I thought it was going to be. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's like you get like a nice little like refreshing sensation, but it kind of burns at the same time.
Does it?
Kind of like.
Oh,
but it's like.
We go live to JR's balls.
So, but it's like gold. It's like gold bond powder. Did you ever use gold bond medicated powder?
Yeah.
It's probably like that, right?
Yeah, it's a little like that, yeah.
Like jalapeno. You get that, a little bit, but not too much.
You get that initial. Oof.
Yeah, it's
and
like.
And then it goes away.
Yeah, it's like icy hot, like when it's icy, but it's also kind of like touching on the hot.
All right, let's get off of JR's balls. So let's go back to Monica's man in the canoe.
Mm-hmm.
How
go.
We doing?
Very, very well. This is good stuff.
Wow, so much better result for women than guys.
This is really good stuff.
You want to be thinking about riding the chair?
Yes. It's that. It's like I'm thinking. Honestly, it's ladies. I'm telling you now. It's getting me halfway there. So it's very little work would be required to.
Oh my goodness.
Go
well,
all
if
the way.
Shut up. You'd probably get all the way across the finish line.
You want to put it together and see what happens?
No, we don't. No. I'm
just curious.
No.
Concentrate, Monica.
No. I'm not. No. Talking to you guys.
Just take your headphones off and concentrate.
Nope. Not
you can do this.
Listen, I did this and I was a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go.
I'm just trying to help you out at this point.
What do you need,
I'll
like
be helping
Sade?
Myself out.
You put some Sade on or something? What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think I do? No.
You want a little Sade.
Sade. What happens? Poor Susan.
No, I'll tell you this. He wouldn't even know who Sade is if it wasn't for Susan. Oh, okay. So my guess is that's...
No, I knew Sade before I met Susan.
So, so you come. She comes home. You got candles. You're in the hot tub. There's Sade playing.
No,
got a glass of wine
pouring. Never. No,
when's the last
no.
time you used that hot tub? That's what I thought.
No, it's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of long for us. We don't usually go 2 weeks. We're due. But what can I tell you? JR, did you get any, by mistake, maybe vapor rub in the taintular area?
No. Well, you know what? Like on the bottom portion.
Try it.
I was wondering if maybe that would also be, if that would be, because for you so far it hasn't been great. Maybe the guys, maybe it's something else. Maybe that's what it is.
Monica, try the back door.
I would normally say no. I'm not doing that now by any means, but I might have to take this thing home and play.
It's all yours.
I might have
it's
to
It's all yours now that it's been ball tainted.
It makes me want to call Jackhammer. I'll tell you that right now.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's quite a recommendation.
Marlon on line one. What's up, buddy?
Hey, two things. First, I want to say listening to Monica get turned on the air live is probably the best thing I've heard on radio all year.
Wow.
Secondly, I'm heading to Walmart to clear out the shelves of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Right.
My wife and I are going to have a hot time tonight. I'm just, thank you, guys.
Don't, Marlon, don't forget, she used very little, very lightly. A jar will go
very
a long
lightly.
Way.
Lightly.
I'm almost positive.
Probably.
I'm almost positive if I mention this at home, I'm going to get punched in the face.
What?
I think so.
Mm.
What if you don't mention it? What if you guys are all, you know, starting out and then you
if
just...
If she sees me grab the Vicks Vapor Rub, she is going to run.
Tell her.
What's with you, you sick
that's
bastard.
That's what I would associate it with is being on fire.
She
like
would...
putting that stuff in those areas. That'd be... No! That doesn't sound good. Monica has attested otherwise.
Yeah, I was a little scared of it. But I just tell her that you did the story on the air and, you know, it worked.
Mm.
I'm jamming. You saw me dancing?
Sure. You put on like your O face. It was funny.
Oh,
you had
man.
This face like, it was hilarious as he's dancing to Sade.
It's getting horny in there.
All right. So we have a very positive experience with light usage from Monica. Nothing interior, all exterior. She got an amazing feeling. And from JR, all exterior, all the round, guys.
Hold on,
not a lot of good feelings.
You have a piercing?
Who does?
Yeah.
Monica, you have your...
Yeah.
You do?
We talked about it before.
I forgot. Somebody just reminded me on Twitter.
Yep.
Huh.
Oh. I wonder if that contributes to...
Gotta.
You know?
Sensitivity. Yeah, my sister-in-law's got one.
It's weird that you... Is this a sister-in-law you kissed? Oh, my God.
How do you know that?
Yeah. JP.
She didn't have it then. She told me she's got it done.
Oh, yeah. She told you, all right.
Weird.
It came up at Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah, past mashed potatoes.
We drank a bottle of Maker's Mark last year. I'm telling you, it may very well have come up in that conversation.
Uncomfortable.
All right. Well, there we go. There's the results of the test.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
JR.
This smooth operator is way different than Big Daddy Kane's smooth operator.
Oh, no. That.
Girl.
Oh, no.
All right.
JR, you just got... This is stuff now. You're going to start playing, right? See how this song works?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not.
Fire.
What is
once he cools balls. Off his nuts. Do you need a bag of ice, JR?
Yeah. It's just really uncomfortable for me.
Really?
Is it really?
It is extra comfortable for me.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
So it's gotten worse?
Yeah, it's
you said it wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't great at first. It's just now I feel like it's like burning a little more.
Aww.
Oh, my.
His face does not look happy.
Yeah. And you swear you have no open cuts, bruises, sores, anything like that?
No.
Okay, so just smooth,
lesions?
Regular skin, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. All right, guys. No good for us. Good to know.
Ladies, very good for us.
Thank you guys very much. There's the Vicks Vapor Rub experiment.
There you go.
Not bad.
Good job, Roger.
Roger, JP.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.